Okay, well, no, after you told him to sit down, so then he'd say he what down?
He was done bad.
No, if he was just standing there by his chair, you know, say this happened yesterday, and then he what?
He'd sit down.
Okay. And if nobody else was standing, lay it off what?
Get up, all right.
No, if nobody was standing around the table, then they had all already what?
Already be seated.
Okay.
I take it for granted that you won't stand and wait on everybody.
Okay. Now, if you want someone not to wait until something's passed to them, say the potatoes, say what?
Reach fire.
Okay. And,
better than ask them with a paste on.
Well, if they're sort of waiting for something to be passed to them, but you want to let them know they don't have to wait, just tell them to go ahead and wait.
Just go ahead and reach for it, thank you. On the way to eat.
Okay. And
usually the time, these days and time, is your plate is served.
Would you ever tell somebody something like help yourself or something like that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. If you did that, so you might say he went ahead and what?
Saved his head.
Okay. We're talking about helping. He went ahead and what? So.
He went ahead and helped himself.
Okay. Now, and then you might say, since he'd already something, I asked him to pass him over to me. Since he had already what?
Already saved his sin.
Okay, you're talking about helping. He'd already
helped his sin.
Okay. Now, if you decide not to, if somebody passes something to you, and decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't what?
Don't like it.
Would you say that, or would
I
you?
I wouldn't care for it now.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't care for it.
Now say you had something that was more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. So Monday you might eat again. You say we're having what?
Leftover.
Okay. Now what if it's been cooked and served a second time? Like you cooked it again and served again. You say it's been what? What do you do to it?
Been in the freezer.
Uh-huh. And then you did what to it so that you could?
Warmed it over.
Okay. And put it in your mouth and you begin to what?
Go to eat.
Okay, well, what's this? What did you do when you eat? What do you have to do to your food?
Swallow it.
Okay, first before you swallow it though, you have to what?
Chew it.
Yeah, okay. Now, did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
You have to cut it off the cone first.
No, I'm talking about when you have the cornmeal and you just boil it like it is with salt and water and just eat it like that way with it. What do you call that?
Corn on the cob.
No, I'm talking about cornmeal.
Meal.
And you take some cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and stuff.
I don't know what you call that, and I ain't had none of that.
Okay.
That's some of that northern food.
No, that's not northern food. You talk about mush. You ever have mush?
Yeah, well, my daddy used to call them mush. He used to like to take cold biscuits. And cut them in two and butter them and brown them, then put them in a bowl and then warm some sweet milk